Shalom, today's daf yomi is Bar Mitzvah daf Chafav Bar Mitzvah 26. Today's daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua for Am Yisrael, Shemir for the Chayalim, Atzala for the Shviyim. Today's daf yomi, Rava teaches us, Ra Sela Shenafla, if you see a coin that fell, Natal Lefnei Yeyush Amanasa Gozla, if you take it before the owner gave it Pope, and your intent was to steal it over Bekulin, you're in violation of several different prohibitions. You're in violation of Lo Tigzol, do not steal, and you're in violation of Hashev Tishivim, you shall return them, and also Lo Tuchal Hitalim, you're not allowed to hide from returning a lost object. And even though you returned it, Achar Yeyush, even though you returned it after the owner gave up hope, then it's still not going to be considered like you've really returned it. It's a Matana Hudi Ahivay. You're just giving him a gift because you've already stolen it. Visura da Avad Avad. And the prohibition that you did remains. But not lof neye shamanas la achzira, but let's say he took it before he gave it hope, before he gave up hope with the intent to return it, oy achar yeyush niskaven lagozla, and then after he gave up hope, he said, you know what, I'm going to steal it. Then you're in violation of hashev tishivim, you're in violation of you have to return a lost object. Himtin lach in this yashua ba'am, let's say you waited until the owner gave up hope, and then you took it, enu elavar mishum, then you're in violation of the prohibition of you're not allowed to hide. So we see from here that there are three prohibitions. There's a prohibition, do not steal, prohibition, you have to return a lost object, and a prohibition that you're not allowed to hide from returning a lost object.